Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine for the week of July 5th. These are questions as of the end of the day on Tuesday. I guess we did Tuesday. We normally do Monday on July 6th. I hope those of you in the United States had a wonderful July 4th holiday weekend. Okay, we're organized by categories. We're going to start off with cash, precious metals, and money. Hi, Catherine. I'm so grateful for the Solaria Report. It's opened up a whole new world to me. As awful as things are, I'm excited about some future possibilities. Is it going to be wonderful to Mr. Global out of all our businesses and work with people to get out of Mr. Global and work with all the people we trust? So one of the things you go into is money and lending. Again, all these questions are in the notes, so you can read the full questions. You ask about loaning people money, and I'm with you. There's all sorts of local opportunities there. They're really equity, but it's easier to do them with loans. And my personal recommendation is it's always helpful when you do these kinds of loans to work with the parties to make sure they're using the money wisely. It's a discipline that lenders instill, and you know, they force people to figure out ways of lowering the capital they need, which is really good for the creditworthiness of the loan and the long-term success of the business. You want them to be successful. So what I would do is I would look for a potential partner who can help you bring that sort of due diligence discipline to it, because they have the experience and they're used to doing it. Also can help with the servicing, because servicing these loans can be very problematic. And one of the potential partners to do it is a local bank. So a bank may not be willing to lend to them because there's too much risk. But if you will put up a guarantee or maybe post a CD that they can use as a backstop, then they can do the servicing. They can help with the discipline. But you want to make sure you've got a bank and a bank lending officer who will really help you with the due diligence. But I think this is a perfect opportunity. Now, there's also small business people and CPAs and lawyers locally who facilitate this kind of thing, and they can also help you do the servicing and the contracts and the, you know, things like that. A lot of times when I do something like this, I'll just gift it because it's not worth the bother of, you know, it's too small to do a contract. It's, you know, and I don't want to get into their business with a due diligence. So that's another way occasionally to do it. I just read a story of Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, was able to. She was working in a travel agency and booking, I think, airline flights. And some personal friends for Christmas gave her enough money to just write for a year. And so she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which is one of the best-selling books. You know, I don't know if her estate is worth $1 billion, but it's certainly worth a great deal. Anyway, so I would find a partner. Another idea is circles. So this is something Solaria Circles could do if you have enough people in the group, like CPAs or attorneys or other people who are used to doing this kind of business. And I think it's a great thing for a circle to do. And then you're not alone doing it and dealing with all the different aspects of it. Equity markets, I'm a believer in equity market, and I know all the problems. You know, all the problems we have with the financial markets are all the problems we have with everything else. Everything is centrally controlled and rigged. But the reality is, if you look at all real solutions, in my opinion, they require liquid equity capital. I'd like to see liquid equity capital at the local level. So I want to see, what we were doing in the 90s is creating essentially local equity markets. And ultimately, that's where this has to go. But I think you want to start with lending. So you're on the right trail. Anyway, I'm a believer in the equity markets for many reasons. If you listen to the equity overview, I go into it more, but I don't like everything in the equity markets, and it's why one of the reasons in my investment advisory company I do a screen. Because if I look at the list of stocks that have passed my screen, you know, I love them. They're very productive. They do great things. You've got great management teams all over the world doing really productive things. I look at most stock market portfolios, and they make me want to throw up. It's how you do it, I think. But we're going to need equity locally, or liquid equity locally and globally. Our problem is we have it globally, but not locally. But I think a balanced investment approach has both. Hi, Catherine. Did you ever come across research on the Dragon family? And then you've got a lot more. I've come across research on the Dragon family twice. And each time somebody was promoting a fraud and basically got taken, you know, got tricked and was the patsy. So I don't want to hear about the dragon family. The last time I had a big brouhaha was in 2014. They were trying to tell me the dollar was going to trash. The Asian elders were going to save us all. And I explained to them, you know, that if you have billion, if not trillions of dollars of capital, you know, in Asia, in a area that's being decimated by environmental pollution and where people make anywhere from 1,000 to 14,000 a year, you're not going to use your capital or recapitalize people who make $65,000 a year. That's not going to happen. Anyway, I told them the dollar was going to go up, not crash. And it was sort of a real split because they were about to try and promote a vision to my audience that was going to decimate them financially. I don't want to hear about the dragon family. And I'd much rather hear about what you're doing to build, you know, success in your business. There's no doubt with 21 trillion plus, I think hundreds of trillions of dollars stolen, that there are enormous pools of capital running around the world. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people defrauded by that money showing up with a story, whether it's Asian elders or, I don't know, there are many different stories. It's all the sort of magic, this magical system. I just tried to do a due diligence for somebody who approached me about the quantum financial system, and I asked them for the basic documents of due diligence. And it was like, oh, we're really busy because they're trillions of dollars, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. There's something about the real world that turns people off. They want magic. I would say avoid the dragon. And so apparently Jack Cruz is promoting this, and I'm sorry. That's like me promoting mitochondria solutions. I don't think that's a plan. Shame on Jack. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for being you. I learned so much from you and your guests. I think your subscription would be a good Christmas gift to my adult children. Yeah, that's true. There's also Give the Gift. Remember, we give a 30 or 60 day free subscription that you can give to people as your Christmas gift. It's to help ease your Christmas budget. So you asked me about a bank in Blue Ridge, and you say it's nationally chartered. Is that a problem? No, that is not a problem. Essentially, if you look at the deposit insurance and the regulation, any bank or credit union is sort of under the federal thumb. And there's more or less. So if you could get a state chartered institution, a good state, yes, is that incrementally better? But here's the thing. All of these guys are going to be under the thumb in terms of regulation. So I wouldn't back off because of that. Scared to death of the vaccine mandate on the law books here. You're in Virginia. Yeah, you'd probably be safer in Tennessee, but this is why RV sales are up. Everybody's ready to reshop and rethink their jurisdiction if, you know, depending on how things go, because they're so fluid. Their last annual statements on their website is 2018. Is this unusual? Yeah, they're first of all, you can go to the FDIC and get the call reports. So you can see very recent financials through the FDIC call reports. They should, it's July, they should have the 2020 up. At a minimum, they should have the 2019 up. They're being, I don't know why they're doing that, but I would ask them for their 2020 financials before you sign up. Hi, Catherine. Would you happen to have a link to the short video clip of BIS General Manager Carson's talking about total central bank control? Yes, it's if you go to the homepage and click on the Cash Friday link for the Cash Friday campaign, everybody check it out. There is a video of Carson's right at the top. We also ran it 2 weeks ago on Money and Markets, but that's the fast way to find it is in Cash Friday. And if you don't know about Cash Friday, you should. I've been into horology or the world of fine watches for about 20 years. I love watches. I'm a clock and watch person. If you haven't seen the watch or clock museum in Zurich, you ought to see it. It's great. Over the last number of years, the Rolex brand has taken on an aura of an alternative currency, with most dealers having no stock and the waiting list for the most sought after pieces running into years. Wow, I didn't know that. That's good to know. The price increases have also been quite substantial in the most desired places. I'm sure Rolex is managing their production to be beneath demand, but I feel something else may be driving this current situation. I'm reminded of time 15 years ago, a story of a gold dealer in Seattle once told me he had a lot of clientele from India, worked on contracts with Microsoft. They would put a great amount of their salary into gold, and when the time to return home, they would have the dealer melt down their bullion and make it into bracelets, get on the airplane with their new bangles, and no one was wise to what they were up to. I have seen that a lot. I don't know if you've ever seen a large Indian family, wealthy Indian family traveling, but their wives will have so much gold. It's usually these large necklaces. It's bracelets too, but these huge necklaces. If you look at how much bullion they're carrying, it's really funny because they're reporting, you know, when they ask 10,000 or more, they say no because it's a necklace, right? It's really funny to watch. But it's a big family and the wives are all surrounded. So it's a built-in security guard. Do you have any thoughts as to whether Rolex would be acting as a cross-border currency? And also if the situation in Europe is similar vein, could we be witnessing another example of a weak currency driving people to grab onto anything that could hold value while being a piece of wearable art? Of course. So you're watching money, and you have been since 2008, shifting out of paper, particularly fixed income, and into something real. A good stock is, it's denominated in dollars, but it's priced in, its pricing works off how much oil it has, how many trains it has, you know, how much cash flow it can generate doing software, whatever, or hard assets like gems or, I guess, Rolex watches. Just remind you again, according to Dmitry Orlov, when everything collapsed in Russia, you know, the number one seller was not gold or silver or Rolex. It was, if you come to Hickory Valley, I have a couple cartons of these little bottles of vodka and scotch and gin and whatever. That's a currency. Franklin Sanders always promoted brooms. He said, you know, always make sure you have 20 or 30 brooms. Everybody's going to need a broom. I just published a review of bicycles. Everybody's going to need a bicycle, so check it out. Question, West Virginia drops an economic bomb. This is an article from Zero Head saying they make gun and ammo purchases tax-free. Don't you just love it? They're friends everywhere. I think I'm going to have some due diligence on West Virginia as a place to live. I've been to Morgantown, and I remember you also enjoyed it. What is your opinion? I have never looked at the government infrastructure of West Virginia. I know there's some very beautiful land, but I wanted to clue you in if you're interested in doing due diligence. There is something called the National Radio Quiet Zone. It's a 13,000 square mile that limits radio frequency. It's in the eastern half of West Virginia and parts of Virginia stretching to the Maryland border. I put a link to an article about it, and it's there. When you approach Green Bank, West Virginia, it goes completely, you know, no cell service whatsoever. And that's because it's the home to the largest steerable radio telescope, the Robert C. Byrd, I'm reading from the article, Green Bank Telescope, operated by the National Radio Astronomy Observatory. If I was ever going to move in the United States, first thing I would do is I'd go check out Green Bank, because I just think EMF radiation is very wearing to the health. Hi, Catherine. My mother recently passed away. Now, this is a question that I answered, I think it was last week or the week before, but I'm going to do it again since you resent it and I don't think you picked up on that. I'm the beneficiary of an Allianz annuity. Do you have any views on whether to receive the money in a lump sum at a lower amount or in annuity payments? We don't have an urgent need to receive the money. Also, wanted to ask you for a referral for a financial advisor. We don't have a high income, but we've saved over the years and inherited properties and assets from my mother. We live in California, have to decide whether to sell some rental property she had as an investment in another state. Do you have any advice? So I don't have any advice because I don't know enough about your situation, even given what you've told. Thank you for sending that, to know what's in your best interests. There's several financial advisors that I've had doing the equity overview who I think are very capable and who I've had on the Solari Report. Another one, I'm just about to do an equity overview. I would strongly recommend, if you haven't listened to the first quarter equity overview and sort of reviewed the mega link collection that came with that, I would recommend you do that. And then I'd listen to the second quarter equity overview. I've never met an annuity I like, but that said, once you inherit an annuity and you're in it, whether or not you take the money out, I'd really need to understand the contract and a lot more about you to know what makes sense. This is the kind of thing it pays to have a really professional financial advisor look into. I haven't due diligence to Allianz, but there's nothing about them short term that makes me, you know, that there's a red flag that I know of. So what I would do is I would take the time, I would listen to the first quarter equity overview, second quarter equity overview. I'd find somebody, I don't know of anybody in California, both, you know, the different people I've had on the equity overview are on the East Coast. And the company that I do my screen with is on the East Coast. So I had a real difficult time when I was an investment advisor for 10 years to try and find financial advisors and investment advisors that I was comfortable working with. So it's, you got to take the time to really find somebody. What I would do is, after you find somebody who can help you with analysis, I would not depend on them. I would use them as a consultant to help you figure out sort of the calculations and the pros and cons of leaving it in or taking it out. But you're going to have to do your own due diligence. And so the critical issue here is to budget the time, get other people to give you input, but you're going to have to master this yourself. And you can do it. Absolutely, you can do it. Don't let the complexity deter you off. I think half of the complexity in the financial area is designed to, you know, generate fees for financial people and keep everybody from knowing what's really going on. I could tell you 100 stories. Check out first quarter and second quarter equity overview when it publishes in the Megalink collection, and then see if any of the people that we've had on the Solaria Report are people that you'd like to work with. Make sure to really interview them. Don't just hire them. Do an interview and make sure you're comfortable with them. COVID-19. Dear Catherine, thanks for the great day in Arlesheim. That was our, we gathered Swiss and a few other subscribers in Thomas Meyer's home. And wow, is that a beautiful time. It's such a beautiful home with a beautiful garden. And their son is a magnificent chef. And he outdid himself. It was great. I am writing you regarding the family financial disclosure form for COVID-19. Two of my colleagues liked the idea behind it, informed consent, and offered to translate it into their mother tongue, Czech and Polish. That's wonderful. Just do it. Just do it. I could call Fausto Guidos from a network of translators from all over the world. Wow, I'm looking for translators, so that's good to know. I came across him after Christoph sent him our article about corona politics, which was finally published somewhere else. If Fausto was sympathetic to the issue, the form could be translated into many, many languages by professional translators. That's of great interest to me, so let me know if he's interested, because I would love to try something like that. Also, I would like to adapt parts of the form to the situation in EU, Switzerland. If not, someone else is doing it already. No one I know is doing it for the EU at Switzerland. I've asked the Canadian Vaccine Board if they'll do it for the EU. If you go to the Family Financial Disclosure form on the pandemic.solaria.com, what you'll find is it has been translated into French and German. Look at it's in English, it's in German, it's in French. So it's, as far as I know, it's not in Czech and Polish or any other languages, but I'm happy for it to be adapted and I'm happy for it to be translated into other languages. I can link to anything you produce for other languages but I can't attest to it. So I'm not competent and our team is not competent to assess whether an adaption is possible or not, or makes sense or not. Or obviously I'm not in a position to check the translations into other things, but I would just say go, 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 and send me the links if you can get it up on other websites. I would encourage you to get it up on as many websites as possible, and, you know, feel free for people who redo it to take the credit for it. This is not about, there's no copyright on this, just do it. Anyway, I really appreciate your efforts, because I think this form, you know, I've had people that tell me it has really, really helped them tremendously. Family financial disclosure form. One of the things we're facing in the United States is I think we're going to get a full authorization from the FDA. These are all written for emergency authorizations. So the important thing to remember is with the push for full authorization, they need to be adapted accordingly. So thank you very much. I really appreciate everything you do here. Dear Catherine, first let me start off by saying it's wonderful the world has people like you in it. I'm a big fan and admirer of what you have triumphed over and how you continue to leave your mark. I still maintain hope that we are seeing now is more a reaction of fearfulness from the dark forces rather than a show of strength. However, in the meantime, we have these nasty little gene therapy drugs that the powers that be want to inject us all. Okay, so I'm not going to read your whole piece. The question is, how can you've got parents in Canada, how can you get into Canada given mandates? I don't know. One of the things I would probably do, if you're a Canadian citizen, you can't sneak across the Canadian border, right? because you're a Canadian citizen, I'd probably sail in and, you know, in one of the islands in British Columbia and then drive over to your, I think your parents are in Ontario. You could always sail into Nova Scotia. But anyway, so I think there are lots of ways of getting into Canada without going across the, you know, facing the border patrol. Once you're there, the question is how you deal with the mandates. And I don't know enough about Canadian law. I've asked the Vaccine Canadian Board if they would take a look at the disclosure forms and be willing. They adapted, I think, the family disclosure form, but I'd love to see the employee and schools adapted. I don't have a brilliant plan as to how to avoid the mandates. We're all going to have to make this up as we go. It's going to be very hit or miss depending on where you are. So we now see the President of the United States saying they're going to come door to door. So this is going to get, you know, this is going to be trench warfare. So I think you need to decide. You're just going to have to decide how you, you know, whether you can afford to buy a private island in northern Canada to get away. I don't have a plan because things are too fluid and we're going to have to make it up as we go. Obviously, these kind of liability forms can help, but if the Canadian military shows up at your door with guns, you know, it's a whole different kettle of fish if the government starts going door to door, let alone with the military. At which point, I think what I've heard from some people, I know countries where they've gone into severe lockdown, you know, people are literally disappearing into the mountains and going into the jungle. So, you know, I think that's better than getting the vaccination. But the question is, you're not going to be able to take care of your elderly. You're not going to be able to bring your elderly parents into the jungle with you. Graphene oxide and COVID-19, you've probably seen this, but I just wanted to make sure it goes right along with what Rappaport said in the beginning. So there's a lot of information circulating about from researchers in Spain who believe that these injections are full of graphene oxide, and that's part of what's, or that's causing the magnetism. And the answer is, I have no idea if any of this is true. Hopefully I'm going to listen in on the conference call for doctors for COVID ethics, and maybe we can find out more about this. Question, Russian Orthodox Church goes all in on vaccination refusal. Maybe this was part of the Biden-Putin summit talks. This is frightening. I mean, the Vatican has basically embraced the mark of the beast, and now we have the Russian Orthodox Church embracing the mark of the beast. And the reality is we're all going to have to leave the institutional churches. They're all captured. And we're going to have to start our own churches. So it's too bad to see this happening. Clearly, whatever happened, you know, in the last month in Russia, the boom has come down. Okay, we turn to feedback. Hello, Catherine. As a subscriber to the Slate Report, I'm much impressed with the in-depth analysis in the Going Direct Reset document. I just want to mention to everybody, the new hard copy just came out from the Netherlands printers, and the U.S. printer will have it out in, we hope, 2 weeks. We've shipped some from the Netherlands to Hickory Valley, so they're copies in the U.S. that are starting to mail out. But everybody should have this, I'm hoping, by the end of July, and it's an absolutely magnificent document. Obviously, the PDF is up on the website. I just strongly, strongly recommend that you read this. It's a real tour de force. Of course, we've had the web presentation up from January, so it's all been there. So you want to know if you can give it to your local sort of politician who you think has hope. And you have my permission to do this. And let me just say to all subscribers, if you want to give a copy of the PDF or the hard copy to the politicians who represent you or to your local politicians or any politician who's a personal friend who you think would benefit, you have our permission to do this. We really want the political, you know, the people in the state and local and federal legislatures to know what is really, really going on. I'm happy to support that in any way we reasonably can. Yeah, you have my permission. Then another person says, thanks for the wonderful event in Arsham. It was really beautiful. Thank you all so much for coming. People came a long, long way. One person came all the way from San Francisco. Anyway, but it was really fun and it was a beautiful day. You know, I'm a Rhine person, so we were not that far from the Rhine. You describe something that just happened in Germany that was very frightening. A judge ruled against the use of masks by children in school based on science. His decision was later overruled by a higher district court on the basis he was not responsible for issuing the decision, but without providing rationale, as what you described. So the judge's home, office, and car was also searched by police, and his laptop and cell phone confiscated in late April. Now, this just happened 2 weeks ago. They did the same, seizing all sorts of stuff from expert witnesses and other people involved in the case. It's really, really frightening. This is one of the one woman who was a university professor who testified as an expert. And this was all designed to terrorize people. And there, you put up the links, there's details on Reiner Fulmick's website, and I've listened to a briefing by Reiner about how this works. Anyway, this is exactly what was done to me by the Department of Justice in 1997. I've lived through this kind of terror and watched it implemented, and it was done to our attorneys, our vendors, you know, my family. I had an uncle who was helping me. They showed up at his house at 9 o'clock at night with subpoenas, and you know, it's a terror campaign, and it's designed to stop you from exercising your rights under the law. And here's the thing, this is war, so get ready to fight. I've hired one of my attorneys to write a Solari special report about archiving your documents in conditions of war like this and conditions of related disasters. So she has started writing the Solari report. I did an outline and made a presentation to the Doctors for COVID Ethics, 5 to 10 minutes on how to think through how you archive records in this environment. And it's not just enforcement games. You know, you've got all sorts of fraud happening from corporations and banks. With Marie McDonald, we've gone into mortgage servicing, and you have no idea. So there's a great piece in the material with Marie McDonald about how to archive properly and protect yourself from games on your mortgage. You know, she has one client who had, they paid off their mortgage, and then the bank kept coming back, and they didn't, it was either Marie or one of my attorneys, and they didn't have the records to prove they paid it off, and so they're still paying. It's unbelievable. Somebody sent a lovely email update that Jeremy Nell in South Africa put out. He's the guy who does the Germ Warfare podcast, and he's a hoot. And so if you want to know how funny he is, go look at our Solari Tunes, because he happens to be our cartoonist. I put that in the show notes, and agree, he's terrific. Good morning. I just sent the link below to John. Here's my question. Is it possible that Mr. Global is either communist or at least using the Chinese Communist Party for his ends? I put my response in the show notes. I sent you an email. No, Mr. Global is not a communist. Communism is an ideology invented for the management manipulation of humans. These ideologies are prototype tested and adapted. No one in the leadership believes them. They create them for us to believe in. One former insider referred to such things as mice management. Of course, Mr. Global is using the Chinese Communist Party. Mr. Global uses all political parties and governments, including the largest, most powerful political party in the world. And then I really suggest if you're interested in China and Asia, please read The Rise of the Asian Consumer Wrap-Up and listen to our interview with Steve Roche on his book Unbalanced. That book was published in 2014, so it's old, but it's terrific. So I would go back, start at ground zero, read The Rise of the Asian Consumer, read Unbalanced by Steve Roche, and then go from there. Hi, Catherine. Let me say how grateful I am to you and your team for the invaluable work you do. I'm so happy I found you and only wish it would have been sooner, but better 2020 than never. Okay, so then you have a question about the PREP Act. And has anyone done a real forensic assessment and explanation of exactly how bad this could be for Americans in the worst case? Not that I know of, but if you are looking at the epidemic of chronic disease coming from what I call the great poisoning, there's no way that any economy can bear the healthcare expenses, particularly when the health system is designed to promote corporate profits in uneconomic ways. So we have old-timey recipes that will solve something for, you know, $10, and the medical establishment will come up with something that, you know, requires $30,000 and makes you worse. So if you have a dysfunctional economics in your healthcare system and you have epidemics of chronic disease, you know, what you're talking about is complete bankruptcy, particularly since $21 trillion has been, you know, plus has been disappeared. So when you're in this kind of debt situation, that's what triggers genocide. or at least culling, and that's clearly what we've been seeing. Then you say fluoridation. You're describing a new initiative on fluoridation. That's really scary. I'm assuming that's part of dumbing down, and it's all part of the great poisoning. I read years ago about a Florida community that had gotten the fluoride canceled for $114,000 or so budget savings. You could save a lot of money if you just canceled the costs of putting fluoride in the water to poison everybody. And to, I shouldn't say, it's not just poison, it's really dumbed down. So are there any private mineral drinking water suppliers in the U.S. who haven't been gobbled up by the machine? I don't know that, but that's a good question. You've been purchasing Mountain Valley spring water. I think you need a solution other than buying bottled water. There are whole house filters that I know of that can filter fluoride out, I believe. I have a whole house filter, and I have a well, so I don't have to worry about fluoride, but I would get a whole house filter or move to a place where you can have a well. Here's the thing. I would get radical. You don't have to live in a place that doesn't have a well. You can get a property that has the land and the water and the trees and the other things to protect you. I just think at some point you have to draw a line in the sand and say enough. But if you don't have a well, then I think there's a lot you can do with a whole house filter and filters on your drinking water. And there's a lot you can do. So I would really explore that. Then you said something about Clearphone. I have it on my list to look into Clearphone, but I haven't yet. What are your thoughts on thought leaders who still insist on saying platforms on Facebook and Instagram? I just don't go there. So I think everybody should do what gives them energy. They feel they can still reach people through there. I just don't want to support the platform. So I don't. But to each his own. I think the more of us who walk away, the better off we all are. I just think it's a bandwidth problem. Then you ask me about David Martin. I've met David Martin, and I've watched a couple of his videos. And what I find with Martin's, it's I always pick up good tidbits, but I generally am not comfortable or disagree with his framework. So I don't watch a lot of his stuff, not because there's not useful things there, but because it's a bandwidth problem. I don't have enough time to watch or read the people who I find are excellent on the framework side. So I tend to not get to some of the others. But so I would say it's mixed, and he and I don't have the same framework. But I've always picked up nuggets from some of his stuff. Catherine, thank you so much for tipping me off that this existed. I've been reading a lot and want your opinion on Kathy O'Brien and her book, Transformation of America, this MKUltra and the connections to our government leaders is something everyone should look into. So I would strongly recommend if you look at our best books of the year, we do it every year in the annual wrap-up. We had best books for 2021 in the annual wrap-up. I'd look at that. We have a book called Secret Don't Tell, which is the best book I know of on mind control by Carla Emery, who's also, incidentally, the author of one of my favorite rural living books called Encyclopedia of Country Living. And both of them, Secret Don't Tell and the Encyclopedia of Country Living, I recommend very, very highly. So I don't know a lot about Kathy O'Brien, but from what I've seen, I've read Transformation of America many, many years ago, and I've watched some of her interviews. And my guess is her story is on the up and up. And what's interesting is when you read Transformation, it's an extremely difficult book to read or make sense of. And it's one of the reasons I've always she's writing as somebody going in and out of these situations, but she doesn't have the context of the politics and money. And so it sounds very disjointed and incoherent. And it doesn't make a lot of sense because it's written from the point of view. You know, I once said one of the things I'd love to do, and I just know I'll never have time, is write a story. It would be like a short novel of life at a day at the office told from the point of view of the toilet paper. Because in fact, in an investment bank, a lot of the interesting things go on in the ladies room, a lot of important communications. But, you know, so if you look at the day of an office from the point of view of the CEO or the vice president or the sex slave or the toilet paper, you know, the same day looks totally different. And so her description in Transformation, most people would read Transformation and say, this is complete BS. But I think the gist of it is probably true. The problem with people who've gone through that kind of situation is when your mind is manipulated like that, some memories are reliable and some memories are kind of reliable and some memories are screen memories. You know, they've been programmed in. So you have to screen it and take it with a grain of salt. Some of her interviews have been quite good that I've seen, but I haven't seen any recently. So the mind control issues and mind control covert operations is very, very real. And that's what's important for you to take away. And the way to understand that, if you're interested, is I would read Secret Don't Tell by Carla Emery. And to really understand mind control after you do that, I'd read Farrell's book, Medium and Microcosm. Hi, Catherine. I was so disappointed when I listened on Thursday's Ask Catherine when I heard you hadn't watched the video. I did watch the video. I think I described this again. I thought I described it last week. I don't remember. Anyway, but I love the two shorts of the different Canadian politicians. I thought they were invaluable to use. And so I asked John Titus to pull them out. And we showed both of them in Money and Markets this week. And I can't thank you enough for sending them because they were a great demonstration of how there is no such thing as national sovereignty and all these guys are getting squeezed. So we discuss it. We show them and discuss them on Money Markets. And I'm very, very appreciative of your sending and getting me to watch those because I think you're right. They're invaluable. So if anybody will publish that Money and Markets on July 8th, Thursday, and you definitely want to pick those up. Question: respectfully request you interview me. And then there's a long description, which is kind of strange because you say you were in Amsterdam in 91 when Rappaport convened to fight Fauci, which is strange because Rappaport's never been to Amsterdam. I can't interview you because if you look at, again, our bandwidth, we have to focus on, you know, there's a lot of great people we want to squeeze into the space. I posted your information in the Ask Catherine section. It looks interesting. Hi, Catherine. There's a mass movement of patriots standing up to this deep state and exposing the lies and corruptions. General Flynn seems to be a leader. Patrick Byrne was exposed naked short selling years ago as a central figure. The following is growing by the day. I believe bringing your knowledge to these folks. So Patrick, believe it or not, Patrick Byrne has everything because he'll occasionally post or watch my interviews, but it's funny, I had I'm a great admirer of the work he did, particularly on naked short selling. Very courageous. Anyway, very smart guy. I was at a conference in 2017 at the Aspen Institute? I'm trying to remember where it was. Yeah, the Aspen Institute on cryptocurrency, and Patrick's big in cryptocurrency. Anyway, so right before the panel where we had a lot of fun, Dennis Kucinich was there too. Patrick says, you know, my father was my favorite person in the whole world. And for the 2 years before he died, he just died recently, he couldn't, you know, he's basically bedridden. And what he did was he watched all the internet videos on from independent media. And before he died, he told me you were the very best. If you know who his father was, I consider that a high compliment. Anyway, he cracked me up. But so I'm a big Patrick Byrne fan. I like him. And he's gotten himself all twisted up with some of the Washington spooky players. Anyway, he's probably learned his lesson. My question this week is, how does Mr. Global relate to the Chinese? The Chinese are operationally unbelievably powerful. Mr. Global is using them to operationalize huge amounts of stuff from space to building out the Silk Road. And the question is exactly how do they relate to Mr. Global vis-a-vis the United States? And that's still not clear to me, but I think, as I said before, if you read Unbalanced and the Rise of the Asian Consumer, you will learn a lot. Clearly, their operational capacity and power is growing dramatically, and there are things that could trick them up. Every indication that I see is their Mr. Global is basically shifting the military and the taxation and other sort of things in the United States into a G7 global system. And the big question on my mind is, how is that going to relate to China and Russia? And I think it still remains to be clear. And it looks to me like the Mennonites are fighting that out in the background. Then you posted something on Andrew Cuomo, and basically Cuomo's trying to, you know, strip New York of all its guns. If you're going to genocide people, go back and listen to my interview with Harry Blaser on the Second Amendment. If you want it, the history And there's a wonderful group that I learned about when I was in Washington, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. And if you go to their website and read the history of, you know, before you genocide a people, you pull in their guns. So make no mistake about it. This is designed to make it much easier to steal people's assets and to kill them. No questions on the Going Direct reset, but again, the new wrap-up is published in the hard copy. It's so beautiful. If you have not read the Going Direct reset, you must read it. We have it up on the web presentation. The PDF magazine is available in digital form. You can print it out. Feel free to circulate to close family and friends. Unfortunately, one subscriber decided to put it up on the internet and sent it around with links, and then Mark Crispin Miller picked it up and sent it around, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people being able to access that. And, you know, some things we do have to maintain the copyright because that's how we pay. And it's just not fair to subscribers if everybody else gets it for free. We try and make our important policy materials public, and John Titus and I have done plenty of public interviews. So it's not like we're keeping all the information back. Please respect the copyright. But if you're not a print subscriber who automatically gets the hard copy, this is really one you want in hard copy. It's absolutely beautiful. And needless to say, it's one of the most important financial presentations that I think has ever been written, because it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that what is happening to the global economy is a takedown. You know, it's not a collapse, it's a takedown. Hello, Catherine. I'm so grateful for all you do, especially topic keeping hope alive with the Wellness and Food for the Soul Music and Person of the Year. So you trained with the person, one of the people we interviewed for the Soleri Wellness, and then you're recommending somebody named Clive DeCarl, who I know nothing about, but I will check out. He's got a machine, and it's hard to test these machines without trying it, which can be very expensive. So all your notes are here, and I appreciate your sending that. And you wanted to recommend, one of the things you recommended, Ivory Hecker, who's a weather reporter from Fox News, who broke free, good for her, and a wonderful video on YouTube called Leadership from a Dancing Guy, which is, we highlight under Take Action, and it's in the top videos for the second quarter wrap-up, and I love it. If you haven't seen Leadership from a Dancing Guy, just do a search. You can pick it up. It's a great video, but wonderful, wonderful message for all of us. Anyway, blessings and gratitude, you say, and back to you, blessings and gratitude. Then another recommended link on Ivory Hecker, who's, you know, who is pretty wonderful. We got a long list of people for heroes, but, you know, it'll be in the list. In the hero next week are the three authors of the Doctors for COVID expert witness. We have a little intro commentary up at Soleri. If you haven't read that, it's a doozy. I can't recommend it enough. That has been filed by Renata Holstein in Europe and by America's Frontline Doctor in America, and it just blows the lid off these injections. We have a lot more to learn and know about the injections, but if you look at what we do know, hard scientific fact, you got to be nuts to take one. My family recently moved to a new home. It was the first time my daughter, who has autism, has ever experienced a move, and I have to admit there were some challenges. Anyway, you sent us some great links. Moving with Autism, How to Plan Your Transition to a New Home. What great links these are. Anyway, so we're going to send into News Trends and Stories, and I also started sending around the 10 best tips for long car rides with kids. Tips for kids with sensory issues. That's fabulous. Anyway, I really appreciate that. Those are really, really good. This cartoon looks to me like a recent re-edit of old cartoons, not difficult for art students in animation to create these days, even if they had to do it from scratch. Some of the language and the text bits seem too modern for the 1930s. Could be a typical end-of-semester project. I hope they got an A grade. Old cartoon about the big plan. Okay, we covered this in Money and Markets. I didn't realize. I don't know. It looked like it might really be old. I should send your comments to John because we treated it. We might have gotten tricked. Anyway, but we ran this in Money and Markets. And I will tell you, looking at what, you know, sort of how the plague laws have worked every 100 years since the bubonic plague, I'm telling you, this is an old, old game. Hi, Catherine. Link below is the latest film from Dr. Greer. I have not watched. My understanding is, you know, he says the ET are friends. And I say, if you look at the history of advanced civilization meaning less advanced civilization, you know, it's never good for the less advanced civilization. So I'm just not comfortable with ET or our friends. Now, clearly, if you look at whoever is flying around in the airspace that's got advanced technology and has been doing that for thousands of years, as far as I can tell, whether they're co-located here on Earth or from someplace else, if they wanted to kill us all, they could. So, and they could have for a long time. But, you know, if you go through history, whoever that parallel advanced civilizations is or are, looks to me like they've been, you know, they've been doing a lot of manipulating and other stuff. 9 felonies for exposing Planned Parenthood. This is a link, and it's, we've posted it. It's a story of a reporter who is getting really decimated for exposing Planned Parenthood, and this is shameful. It's just totally shameful that this would happen in America. If you ever find a crowdfund for that reporter, let me know, because I think that's one we should be contributing to. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Ask Catherine. Just remember, check out that the Going Direct Reset. If you haven't read it, it's really one of the fantastic financial presentations I've ever seen. And if you take State of Our Currency and the Going Direct Reset and you read the two together, I'm telling you, you're going to be one of the best informed people on the planet. Anyway, it's really a pleasure to serve you. I thank you so much for your questions. We always learn so much. Nobody is as smart as all of us. So keep asking questions. Anyway, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week.